through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim, how are you?
Morena, Rachel.
Ooh,
hey, this is a better system.
I'm
just listening through the radio now.
Oh, technology. We love it. Straight through the radio. It's very nice to have you on the show, as per. What's been going on in your bubble? What have you been getting up to?
I raked some leaves yesterday. I was pretty happy about myself for that.
Good stuff.
Getting that into the compost. It's actually quite slow to decompose, though, the odd leaves.
Yeah, they sort of stick around like little skeletons for ages in your rubbish heap there. But
it's so poetic. Yeah, like little skeletons off the tree.
Just
gorgeous.
The season's changing. Well, that's good.
Autumnal skeletons.
Achieving some chores. That's good to hear.
We're getting it done.
What's been going on the old mediascape?
Well, I thought I'd do a bit of a deeper dive into last week's announcements off the back of what was affectionately called Media Palooza, which was the big crisis talks of all of the different media organisations with the government and Chris Farfoy, who's
awesome.
The Minister for Broadcasting, Digital Media, and what's the other one?
The other thing.
Yeah,
that
the
one.
Other third related thing.
Yes.
You guys know. So they announced a $50 million support package to media. Just to drill into that a little bit, 20 mil of that is going to be cutting TV and radio transmission fees for 6 months. So that's a big whack. Almost half of this money is going to... my understanding is that's basically the costs that the big media companies pay to the government to use the airwaves.
Yeah. Which is usually, I think, quite a big chunk of money for them as well. Beyond salaries and things like that, that tends to be quite a big cost, I think.
Totally. It's a huge amount of money. And another $16.5 million are going to reduce media organisations' contribution fees to NZ On Air for the next financial year. So the interesting thing about these two whacks of money that make up more than half of the $50 million support package so far, and just to stress the point as well, this is the first step, and they've announced that there will be more coming. They're really bad specifically for Stuff. Stuff employ more journalists than any other media organisation in the country, and they don't have a broadcasting arm. NZME has all its radio stations, so they get the benefit of these TV and radio transmission fee cuts, and so does TVNZ. Stuff don't have that same sort of broadcasting wing that gets the benefit of them.
Yeah.
There's been an $11 million fund that's part of the $50 million package, which they've just described as being for specific targeted assistance to companies, but no one knows what that means yet.
There's
been no announcements on any criteria or even a timeline for when that money will become available.
Okay.
There's a couple of quite notable things that the government's done so far. One is that they've really left magazines out in the cold. Now, the Bauer thing is a little bit up for discussion, because if you ask Bauer, they say that the reason they had to shut down was because magazines were not deemed an essential service, even though things like print newspapers were, so they were allowed to continue operating through all stages. But if you ask the government, they say that, you know, they went to Bauer and asked if they wanted assistance and they collapsed anyway. But separate to that, and I was trying to find, there was a piece that Duncan Grieve wrote for the spin-off about this, but I couldn't find it this morning. But I'm pretty sure he mentioned that the consortium that represents all the magazines in New Zealand wasn't even invited to that big media hui with the government.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was pretty bad. 300 jobs were lost when the Bauer magazine shut down. So this is a huge amount of people that we're talking about. And magazines were never deemed essential services in New Zealand through any of these stages. So they've kind of been left out in the cold in a pretty vulnerable position. And it's not like they were doing well beforehand. Just like the rest of media, they were super feeling the pinch. Chris Farfoy is also looking into a scheme that Australia are pursuing, which is forcing Facebook and Google to revenue share with the media.
This is interesting, this. What does this mean when they say this? Because revenue share, what does that mean in the real world, Tim?
It's a really good question, and I'm not sure that anyone quite knows exactly yet. Australia are pursuing it. They haven't brought it in yet, but I think because there have been statements made by the Australian Treasury, they're definitely going to do it. Like, they're, right. You know, they're treating it very seriously. This is a move that they've decided needs to happen to start rebalancing the revenue going into the media. The issue is that basically there are these media organisations, and I'm talking things like journalists or feature writers for magazines, and they're creating this really high quality content, but Facebook and Google are the ones who are able to get all of this ad money generated by the content that's out there. And so they're sort of making all of their money off someone else's labour, and it's really starving the media organisations who are making this content of their own advertising revenue.
So that makes sense to share the revenues then in that
exactly. Yeah. And because they're these big bad tech companies, it's a situation where we're going to need to force them into it, basically.
Right.
So I think it's probably been smart of Chris Farfoy to wait until Australia did it, because New Zealand's obviously very small, and I think it would be very hard for us to go up against the international lawyers of Silicon Valley. So it's good to have a bigger country making these moves first, especially our closest big neighbour, and get in their wake a little bit with it. So that'll be an interesting one to watch. The other one thing that I just want to mention while I'm here is the government's made a lot of comments. They're trying to walk a really hot, fine line at the moment between keeping journalism itself buoyed, and they're doing that by making moves that are helping a lot of the state-funded organisations like RNZ and TVNZ. But they've been quite careful that they don't want to go so far as to prop up failing businesses. And they've been quite explicit about that. So all of that to say, I think it's going to be really interesting in, say, 3 or 4 months, seeing what's happening with these big media organisations like NZME and Stuff and MediaWorks, who were not in great shape before all of this and just had their revenue really cut down at the knees.
It's going to be really interesting, actually, because I think like the Bauer situation kind of gives you an indication of possibilities that could happen for those corporations that maybe weren't making money in places that you'd expect they would be, or that perhaps they should have been. But I think it'll be really interesting to see how this kind of pans out over the next few months. Hopefully we do get some support rolling through quite quickly for literal jobs for journalists, as you're saying, because that's been a big swathe of losses over the last couple of weeks. So that'll be really interesting to see how that pans out, Tim.
Totally. I don't envy the government's position, that's for sure.
No, I don't think anybody does, really. Hey, thank you very much for that. What's been happening on the old Happening Show down in your garage?
Happening's been going well. Did a happening last night. Was accidentally broadcasting just to myself for the first 40 minutes live because I didn't hit the right button on YouTube.
Nice.
But I taped the whole thing, so that whole episode's out. I've got a website for it now, which is happeningshow.com.
Nice.
So it's just a nice, easy URL that you can go to. So if you haven't caught up with this, this is a live streaming show that I just started doing when lockdown kicked off, everyone. I do it twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, and I'm just grabbing art and comedy submissions from people all over New Zealand and all across the world. People are sending me music videos they're making in lockdown, comedy sketches. Rachel, I know that you're a big fan of Callum Devlin's Loud Cooking segment.
Huge fan. It's fantastic. I don't know what it is about it, but just it ticks a lot of boxes.
I'm with you. There's an intangible magic about that segment. I don't know what it is, but that guy's an absolute legend. So there's a lot of fun to be had, and you can check it out if you go to happeningshow.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Tim. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. I do have to keep reminding myself what day of the week it is today, but next Wednesday we will talk to you, and I hope you have a good week between now and then.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers.
See you guys.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you.